Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omid Aleph. Kitra, the Kitra Bizamama, Ritzua Arucha, it's a long scrap, Shemachnisim Mitabasi put into a ring, Osir Lechatchila Lekoishar Shom, it's also Lechatchila to tie it there, Mneisha Ba'om Shem Neachshem Shvua O Shvuaim. There are times that you leave it there a week or 2 weeks. And you're going to tie and untie the other head, which is in a peg, or in a pole. You're tying the female camel or the camel itself. Or maybe the camel itself is a male camel. Those are the two pieces, one above and one below, one to the right and one to the left. We're only going to open up one of them. You're able to take it off and put it on, even though it'll be with difficulty. Should be a permanent knot. Which one you're going to leave there? Both will be aser. That's not going to be aser. Because every day is going to open up the knot. She's not going to push it onto her hair. She ties it with some space. She can take it off her head when it's still tied. The same initial shelf from her head, like this, and therefore the knot is a permanent knot. Maybe she's taking it off and pulling it off. Sarah, her hair is going to be pulled out. And by the belt, you can also get such an answer. Maybe she'll pull it off from her leg and go take it off and go out. She's not going to do it because that's not going to be it's going to, a modest way of being dressed. But the shkafi bekesher. The nach ushkaf oisa kishetechaber tzu b'menal, that the whole sandal shoe is going to be made when you're sticking the strap into the shoe. Kosher kesher b'teichay, you're going to tie a knot from the inside. Shelo tucha alotzis, it can't go out. Lukayim leil, that lasts forever. But they are abundant kishet kosher and silver reglayim when they are tying around their feet. In kosher and b'teichay, they don't tie it very tightly. Shepa amim shecholso kishul kosher, the times to take it off while it's still tight. Vendolo kishu kosher, and then you put it on while it's still tight. Miu kesher shel kayem olohavi, it's still not a permanent knot. Shabashas a tit, when it's muddy, matirna, so they take it off, a kosher, so they tie it, but doichik very tightly, shel yudbak patit, she gets caught in the tit, vishamit miragolov, and come off his foot. But the main mechuzah shem rechobe a leiv of the very literally wide hearted, they're fancy people. They're very careful about their clothing and their shoes, to be exact. They tie it tightly, but they're going to have to untie it in the evening. The Arab sandals, the businessmen, travelers of the Arabs, that the shoemakers and sandal makers are tying it together, the straps together with a permanent knot. But the chumras of the katan is elah sandal shel shayar nashim. This is other people's sandals. Elohim atzim koy. Elohim atzim. Yes. Shemitzus kavuos man. They don't have permanent straps in them. They umen through a craftsman. Elohim atzim koy shenasa. They themselves, people themselves, tie them. But chumras of the almu just regular knot. The koyshin matirin upalmim and they tie it and they untie it. Upalmim shemiskayim shabbos lechadish and times to last a week or a month. The nafke be trei b'tzarchol lechav echad lichshar lefir agul. Each person's going to have to tie it according to his size of his foot. Helgach therefore b'chol yom kaisher matir every day. Therefore every day they are tying it and untying it. Ki agam neshani ma matir achshav. I am untying it now. V'noel b'ni and my son's going to put it on. V'shabbos ha'isnos on Shabbos hash to put that will also have a kashali. Am I also? Why should be also? My time of kashka. Why is it difficult? Why is that such a question? I open it, untie it every day because Shatina can the child ties it if you rag according to his size. Ihachim but Chachil made Kara and originally summer he thought the low rug of the Mevelach it wasn't normal for him to do so Katur Dushkafi Havi and it was the knot of the shoemaker Shirogol Yoskavu which is supposed to be usually was permanent. Ifsek Mitzua the sandal Menafel a sandal the sandal fell off miracle from on his foot Shaidei Ritzua who I mean because with the strap is how it stands on his foot Shasandal Pesuch. Suf me'ar agla, but gabav, the sandal is open on top, it's stud of shell, eights in the side is wood, ilsha or leather, shalok, which has been cooked and made very hard, bekosha, and hard, barutsus, nikshirois, al gav haregel, and the scraps are tied on top of the foot, the mamidus is on to keep it in place. Shakal gemi lach, the chazi, the machal behema, the roi, the tatal, now it's not muksin, you can move it, the karach, the mokum, arutsua, and you wrap it in place with the scrap was, but otherwise you take on this, and you should now wear the shoe, the sandal, until you come into the house. Abaya, because he made the Rabbi Yosef B'chatzar, he was in the courtyard. Shavkim, welcome to Shanafel, the place where it fell, Meragel, from off your foot. Where it fell off your foot. Don't take it with your hand in order to hide it and store it. Umayshim, the Rabbi Yirmi, the Sherlai, the Rabbi Vol, the Rabbi Vol allowed him, Lenolo, to put on a gemi through the gemi. Hossam, a caramelus, it was in the caramelus, could go in Bickle like a valley, have him in there, it wasn't guarded anywhere, it was out in the open. Why is it forbidden to move? It still has the halachic status of a shoe. The Ibeina, Ficha, Minimin, the small. Shasandal, Yeshu, Shtechar, Tarasi, also has these two hooks. The angel are in there, leather, Mokom, Kvias, Harasu is the place where you're going to put the scraps into echas and bechutz echas, but then one the outside, one the inside. The bench they reclaim between the two feet. It's a kein sheish and lemanolim shalom, like similar to what our shoes have. Shenisak apnimi, when the inner one snaps, royhu letakno, you can fix it. Vavagash tikun a nicker, even though it's recognizable, you fix it. Gedaihu, when it's insulting me, it's apnimi mechzchazi. On the inside, it doesn't seem so. That seems somewhere there so much. Because shenisak chitzayna, when the outer one is. Well, it snaps in the hole and shulda sakti, you don't fix it anymore. But half the bayi chitzayin is again. The bayi is the outer one broke. Shemochi asked Rabbi Yosef forbade him. I feel the tatal even from moving. Ramalei bayi v'hakati manahu. It's still a kli. The afichna the regal acharis. I'm going to move it to the other leg. When it's chitzayin the penimis, the outer one is now going to be, look like the inner one. That which is the outside of your right leg will be on the inside of your left leg. Statement earlier. Mafarshan explains this. Rami halacha Rabbi Yehuda the Amar. He says that when the outer one is snaps, it's no longer considered a kli. Ozno shakalpi gav haregel, that's towards the side, top of the foot. Shachsu behen kishinol, when it's holding on it when it's being put on. Tarsiv is mokum kviyas erusus, that's the place where the scraps are permanently attached. The calf, yeshula belaz, shtachas passes the regel, it's the sole of the foot underneath the bottom of your feet. Tar, the sulo besakneli, you no longer fix it. Vinami besakneli, if you do fix it, it's a chodeshu, it's a new kli, it's considered a new kli. Vahashti mi yabatu, but now it is no longer considered a kli. Tome lo parcho, tumome lo, the tum doesn't leave it, the kati manhu is still considered a kli. But I feel nifsucha and chisain, and even if the outer one breaks, tiboi mapechle mi yimin the smoke, if you want, you can move from right to the left foot. Nimsus kisan nasus penimus, and the outer one's gonna now be the inner one. Vamar ulak, I've seen him, I'll leave it in the man, mahani tonight, from this tonight, Mamar Biochan, that Biochan says, the mice, the Sirele Lingin Tumo, Sirele Lingin Tilto Shabbos, which is holding according to the local Tumo, he holds also for moving on Shabbos. Avalingin Chalitza, with regard to Chalitza, Maidel Bar Pilte, he agrees to the one who is arguing with him. Ilim the Rabban Ashmin, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan is teaching us Tichi Heichi, Lingin Tumo, Mashvele Mana, which is with regard to Hilchos Tumo, is considered a Kli, Lingin Shabbos, Tami Manahu for Shabbos, is also called a Kli, Aval Chalitza, Bar Chalitza, Lab Manahu, it's not considered a Kli, means not a shoe, Vaina Koshal Chalitza, it's not a sandal, it's not kosher to use for Chalitza, but Nanta Chalitza, Besandal Shal Smolbi, Yemen, Chalitza, Subaregal Yemeni. We have a mission which says if you use the left shoe on the right foot, since the chalitza has to be done with the right foot, then all boy sandal small. If you're going to put on the left sandal on the right foot, the chalitza and she does the chalitza, it's kosher. The sandal is small, and if the outer knot of the left foot breaks, am I lo have kosher the chalitza? Why can't you use it for chalitza? Hoil ba alma sandal, since normally it's considered a sandal, mission the chazil hapuchik, because you can move it to your right foot. Hachanami chazil hapuchik, so over here you can move it to your. To the other foot. Ella lived Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Milsay. Lived Rabbi Huda, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Milsay. So, according to that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Same Lashmin, the Chalitza, my dear Rabbi Huda. That with regard to Chalitza, Rabbi Huda agrees. The manhu that's considered a kli, the notion of Schachitzan is so small. For example, if the outer left one is snapped, Hafkol, you mean you change it to the right foot, the Chalitza, and you take Chalitza, and you do a Chalitza. Gnanis, we say the mission, so small, but you mean Chalitza, so share that the left foot shoe on the right foot is kosher. Amen. I mean the chalitza k'sheira heichad elo nifskul tarsiyosav. That as long as it doesn't snap by the place where it normally stays, the lamilsei beregel also loy manhu. That it's for the foot that it was made for. It can be used. Therefore, it's still considered a kli. Hachal milsei la manhu. The Rabbi Yehuda lingin tuma b'shabbos la bonda mashli. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds with regard to hilchos tuma and hilchos Shabbos, that's not considered a kli. Eimel lechein lechalitza. Because the Mefarsh also, we say later, Vashmina lechi armina lechotzo, and we say that she can be cholitza lib derabonon, and it's going according to Rabbanon, lo matzinan leukmo. Look, you can't say it. The Rabbi Yochanan is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Well, the main man to say v'chein lechalitza, so too with regard to chalitza lashmeinon, the man who the teacher said is considered a man. Him came my also lashmeinon. Rabbi Yochanan, so what's Rabbi Yochanan come to teach us? Came to the mostly man who, since for its own normal usage, is considered a kli behedim. Tanan lo menastis. Explicitly say that in the Mishnah. Moshuma da afchilo ma mifsal. And in fact, you change which foot is used for, it doesn't become possible now. The non-chutz which is small, but you mean chutz asuk sher, because the Mishnah says if you use the left sandal on the right foot, it's kosher. Behind the arm, really held, and as we said earlier, the Matar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan is explaining it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we've already flipped the Amud and gone to the next Amud of Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alchid Alach Rabbi Yehuda Alach Zak Rabbi Yehuda Tami Midras Im Shels Hayu Shels Up If Lose Zos Hayu Tami Midras and had the tumah of Midras Loi Tahar Mitumasa does not lose its tumah Kishenifsecha when it gets snapped, so then Abba Tumah is still considered an Abba Tumah. My Lav Afilu Chitzayna, even if the Ira one snaps the Shulchan Chazal Fuche Lasakna, and the reason why is because it's still tame is because you can now switch it to the other foot. Well, then afogav the lo tiknan. Even if you, and the truth is, even if you haven't fixed it, al karchach, we're forced to say ikish nifsika parcha lo tumo. That if when once it snaps, it loses tumo sulo hotter, it's not going to go back to it. Elo hachi nakat tikna. This is the reason that said you fix it up. Mishum sefer at the end of the statement, Hashemin Rabus to teach you a chiddush. The afogav the tikna the rishena. Even though you fixed it, the first one ki hotter nifsika l'shini when the second one snaps. Torah in the midras who now loses its tumor of midras. At the tiny nifscha shni afal pi shetikna tor min the midras. Even though you fix it, it's still tor from midras. The cave and the shenifscha shneim, since both of them snapped, bottle it becomes bottle. Aval tame maga midras the havi rishon the tumah. It's a rishon tumah the dying kli because it's still kli the chazi in the milsei because it's a fit for its original use. The ham miskana rishon because the first one, the first snap to scrap was fixed. Vafl midras hurai, and even for midras it's fit. He having nolly if he would wear it. Now is it losav? The zav would wear it. Mekan lahabo, it would become tami midras from now on. Miu min tumas midras kamaisa, but from the original tumas midras that had the havelay what that was on it. Tar becomes tami kamein lekamaz. We say later upon the chadashas bo the kind to consider new kli. Kol teres minal shahayis alin all the halachic status of shoe that was on it originally. Vishas kabolas tumer rishon at the time of the original. Tumo, Hochalo went away, became into Kli, and since the Kli Havi Rishon is considered a Rishon Latumo, Shari Nogaba Atmo touched itself, Kishayi Avatumo went in itself was a Davatumo, because Vanchu Kli, as long as it's a Kli Varoi, the Kabal Tumo is fit to become Tummy, Lo Tahar Mitumas Maga, it does not become Tahar from the Tumas Maga that it had. Lifli, Glomali, Laminka, Nifsuko Shinya, why do you have to tell me if the second one snapped? The Nifsuko Shinya, both of them snapped. Hal Karcha, Hoshinya, Hachitzaini, we're forced to say that the second one that's snapping is the outer one, the Mishumhi, Luchuda, Havale, Lamisni, Tahar, Mina, Midrash. And for that one alone, we should say it becomes Tahar from the original Tumas Midrash that it had. The Hamish, the same, Hach, the Midrash, that what you're talking about of Midrash, Dalas, Naim, Dal Tars, Yosef, Hach, the Nifsuko Shinya, and that what you're talking about the second one. Snapping the katani is tervayel bechitzonius kamers. Both of them are error ones. The stomach Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. The came nifsko chitzonius tar. Since the error knots broke, it's tar. Shalol l'shaber dorish Rabbi Yochanan amar aloch Rabbi Yehuda. He said the aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amarini the Rabbi Bar Barchana amar lahi. The Rabbi Barchana said earlier. One of the Rabbi amar this one Rabbi said. Kol kli balibatim l'gabi kli eitz. The tunnel of Meseches Kelim with regard to wooden keila and wooden vessels is what the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim says this halach about. Shurim can remind them latar mitumasim become tamei tahar from the tumah that they had. Avol pachas mikan. But less than this, chayisalei the owner wants to keep it. He doesn't want to throw it out. Lama batim he doesn't annul it. Doesn't throw it out. Because of nikiv kumotzi zayis eats the neck of a rishon right next to the original hole. Ad shehishlam estima lemoitzirima that the sealed up area is now. The resealed up area is now the size of a pomegranate to come out of it, had been not been sealed up. That hasn't become undone, no longer does it not lose its halachic status of a shoe. From the fact when after it got the tumah of midras, it got like a new face, literally, it became new. This is not the original cliche. Because it already has become destroyed and ruined enough to lose its status of a cliche. Less than Bar Noach, Inish, Elamalch, he's a, like an angel. He knows everything. Chamar Rav Pinchas is Mefurish Bakol Sheichdin. In the first parak of the donkey of Rav Pinchas Minyar is explicit in the case in the first parak of Chulin. And the Rabbi Chanina is Meseches Tainis in Meseches Tainis. Tarti Oini Aznayim Shekoifel L'Seichel, and literally the ears, meaning the lips that you bend into, the Bachas Men Yochel Hoyzeyayin, with one of them you can take out the wine. Shlacha is a Bartzum, which is a spout. Baal the Tamim Vatale L'Kesher Shalpia, to the Natas on top of the Moitzi Mashe B'Seichel Derech Shlacha, and you take what's inside of it out through the spout. Trey Yisuri Shnei Chavolim Kreisha Baruch of a Pesach, there are two ropes which you've tied to the on the width of the door. Zelamayel Mzel, one on top of the other. Lishan Achrina Trei Yisurei Shekreshen Hayoim Bishnei Tzidei Pesach. The Trei Yisurei means that you're tying today on two sides of the door. Veloha Yisrei Tuluyah, but Me'esmul was not tied yesterday.